Salaam alaikum. This is your beloved brother Murad Muhammad live on your Block Talk Radio, coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. Tuesday evening. It gives me great privilege, and surely I'm highly honored to do so. Well, we are trying something new, brothers and sisters. We have Block Talk Radio, New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Murad Speaks. And that's a show we've been doing for over 7 years. And we do it every week, 52 weeks out of the year. And we're trying to be consistent. The reason of communication allows us to understand the things that take place, and most of us cannot define it. And because you don't understand it, things are happening to us, and yet we're dying. We're becoming sick. We don't understand the virus and a lot of other things more important when you go into the hospital. And we are not familiar with that Satan has no more shame. He is literally telling you he's killing us. And our children are dying for no reason. There's a lot of things that's taking place, whether it's good or it's bad. But a lot of people are fed up. And when you're fed up, you go to war. And there's a Caucasian, I have to give him credit. That man was in his police car, and he says, this has got to stop. We can't keep killing these African Americans, and he said, and the Latinos. He said, if they turn against us, there's going to be a lot of bloodshed. But more important, I don't want to be a part of it, and nor do I want my family to be a part of it. We can't keep mistreating people and abusing people and think it's not going to get sold, it's going to be a war. And you're talking about a lot of innocent people going to lose their life. And I'm saying to you, my captain, my chief, you can't give me those orders anymore. I refuse to abuse the African Americans. Now, he's a Caucasian, and he's saying the truth. But I sit here on Block Talk Radio, and now my brothers and sisters on conference call. I only try to put you all on conference call because you have the ability, the knowledge, and the whereabouts, the insight and the foresight to be able to create in your mind basically what's going on. So when you ask me a question, it allows the people out there in radio land, this kind of communication is because they can't get to us. Matter of fact, if you talk about Islam in America today, most people feel that we are anti-sociable. And that's amazing to have that type of reputation. But I've been around the world, and I surely have had men and women in all walks of life, and I couldn't believe the way we treated this young lady for years. For years, we gave her the best of the best of the best. Yes, we did. But she felt that she didn't think that she could socialize with us for over 20 years. And one day she came to visit me because I was being honored by Imam Hassan from California, the oldest Imam we have. He flew me out there. And so she wanted to be a part of me being his guest speaker. And she came to visit me. And she had on a beautiful leather outfit, and she came up to my suite, and she said, I'm here. I said, okay, go downstairs and meet with the imam's wife and tell her I sent you. She went down, come running back, and said, they ain't going to like me. I ain't dressed to the occasion. I said, what do you mean you're not dressed to the occasion? You're dressed, you look lovely. No, they all got on long dresses and they got headpieces on. No, no, no. I said, trust me. Go down there. Make a long story short, brothers and sisters, when it was over, he said, "I never dreamed they were so hospitable." I said, "You kidding? You used to hear the words in the churches. Is that your rule, your wives? You tell them what to do. The women don't have no power. Who want to be a part of that?" But it's a lie. It was like meeting a new my family that I haven't seen in years. That's because it was communication. We allow her to come off, and we didn't talk about her dress that was a little bit below her knee. We didn't talk about how she wore her clothing. They just grabbed and hugged her, and she said that changed her entire thinking of Islam. But more important, by her listening to the radio, you have to keep in mind this young lady was a seven-day adventure. A seven-day adventure. Now, if you know anything about them, they look like us. They dress like us. They don't eat pork, and they eat everything that's clean, and they cook their own food. So they got a lot of us in common. The difference is they're Christianity, and we're in Islam. However, by her listening to Blog Talk Radio, she decided to start asking her priest or reverend, whether he wanted to call himself, questions that he really couldn't answer. And then it bothered her because he said, "Oh, you probably listening to that radio and you fall in love to be a Muslim." She started crying. Why did she cry? She cried because she knew without a shadow of a doubt that she wasn't brought up to be a Muslim. I said, "You are a Muslim in your nature." She said, "What?" I said, "You're a Muslim in your nature. Don't let them tell you you're not a Muslim. Muslim has nothing to do with religion. Religion came 1,400 years ago." But she started reading, and I got a kick out of this, brothers and sisters. That Christian said to me, all her life her mother taught her the Bible. She knows the Bible. They learn, they go to Bible school. And she said, "Can you give me a Quran?" So I did. She wanted me to sign it. And I said, "Well, let me get someone that I call my mentor, Donnell Kareem." And Donnell Kareem said, "I'll send it to her." And he signed it. And she was happy. That's what she wanted. So he signed it. And he sent it to her. Do you know that young lady called me and said, "I'm not a seven-day adventure. I love this Quran." She said, "What I'm reading this Quran gives me more understanding than I had reading the Bible." And this is what got me, brothers and sisters. She called me and she said, "Where in the Quran, what surah do I go to read how to pray?" And I told her, I said, "Where are you now?" Baccarat, close your eyes, open up another part of the book. "Where are you now?" Nas. I said, "Good. All that's prayer. The whole Quran is prayer? This is not fabrication. This is communication. And this is something we don't do. We don't communicate. But when we was following the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we knocked doors. We was downtown. We was everywhere. You're gonna get a newspaper, you're gonna get some YDHG, and you're gonna definitely get a bean pie." And my God, the women came running to Al-Islam because we men had jobs. If we didn't have a job, we was entrepreneurs. Well, we took care of our wives. We didn't beat on our wives. Our wives are soldiers. You know the soldiers, if they have to fight, they will fight. They was taught how to fight. They was taught martial arts. They were taught how to take care of the husband and provide for the husband and motivate the husband to be all he can be. That was Al-Islam, and we was growing. We was in the fast lane. But today, they are fearful to ask us a question. So I said, "Okay, I'm going to put them together because that's who you're talking to." I went viral. That's 1 million people, 3 times. That's 1 million people. I don't know how many people out there. I don't count them. It was just one. It was that young lady, just one, that we can change a whole lifestyle and how to serve God, how to be obedient to God. There's only one God. I don't care what religion you belong to. So I decide that those who can ask questions, who bold enough to ask me a question, but at the same time, we're teaching those who are asking these kind of questions of what is going on. And we believe that we have to answer. If we don't, we'll go check it out and say, call me next week. Call me next Tuesday, and I have the answer. But thus far, there are questions that it was easy to be able to give to them, because this is what Allah says in the Quran. If you read the Quran, I don't want y'all to misconstrue on both sides, whether you're Christian, Jew, or Hindu, whatever you may be. But in Islam, there's no beginning and no ending. We can read that Quran until we're 2,000 years old. You will never, ever get to the ending of God's wisdom and knowledge. So we read things today and say, whoa, I didn't see that 20 years ago. He gives it to you when he chooses to give it to you. You got to work for it. You got to struggle for it. You got to want it. But we don't read the Quran, brothers and sisters, just to preach the words. No. You have to put it in practice, because your words out your mouth might dazzle them. It might shock and amaze them. But it's your character. Your character is everything. You know, I was getting my year checkup today, and in Poland, I don't care what part of the state they're in, they all won. And I said to the young lady, she said, well, why are you not at Robert's place? He did something wrong? I said, no, he gave me an appointment too long. Oh, okay, because we don't want to hurt him. I said, whoa. So the day I went for a monogram, whatever you call it, and the young lady was a little bit salty. So I said, you're not Polish, are you? She said, no. I said, you're Latino. She said, yes. Could have hurt her because the doctor and I are close. Her mannerism was nasty, right to the point as if she's doing me a favor and our insurance pay her salary. But I didn't hurt her like I usually would do. But you grow in the knowledge and say her children don't deserve to suffer because she can lose her job. Her husband don't deserve to suffer. Why? Because you were hurting two or three innocent people that depends on her. So I'm not going to do that. But I didn't like her. And that's what character is all about. You have to make the people feel good about yourself. And that was Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. He was a noble man till they gave him names. Al-Amin, trustworthy. He gave him so many names. So many Islamic names. His name was Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. But he had four or five different attributes because of his character. They loved him. The Jews loved him. The Christians loved him. The Hindus loved him. He was loved by the pagans to the point, do you forget? Have you all forgotten? Don't forget it. When he went into that Kaaba, when he went in there, there was none but a bunch of idol gods, lovers. He asked, could he speak? What did they say? Speak, Al-Amin, because they loved him. That means trustworthy. They trust on what they're. Their private belongings, they trust them with the truth, they trust them with anything Al-Amin says. He said, I'm here to tell you there's only one God. That's when they turned against him. Because that's their religion. I believe it could be more. And that was their convention. And you come to say only one God? That's when the wrath came down. The Jews, the Christians, everybody wanted to get him. Because they felt there's no one that don't understand revelation can tell us there's only one God. So he had to go through hell. He had to go through hell, but Allah tried them for 40 years. For 40 years, he lived a lifetime. With what? His nature, his character, his honesty, integrity, and moral decency. And that's why he survived. And Allah said, okay, you ready. So do Allah try us? Yes, without you knowing it, because the Prophet, prayers be upon him, didn't know it. He couldn't have known it. How could he? So today, if you understand, brothers and sisters, why we are talking about something that can be very fruitful to you, someone is dying. And it's one thing to die because it's time for you to lose, believe. But to say you killed black men and women and children, 12 human beings over the weekend? But not just in New York. How about California? How about Chicago, who up there off the hook? How are we dying like this? You ever think about it? Why are we dying like this? Now, I want to tell you, with my understanding, I'm going to inform you. If you don't know it, you read it, but let's comprehend it. Now, the leaf falls from the tree without the will of God. A leaf. It can't even fall. And he do have permission. But why do you die? Because Allah is so merciful, he knows that you will never be able to even talk, walk, see, because you are injured terribly. So he removes you. Where did that innocent person go? Right to paradise. Here, trying to get there. But that one was the sacrificed lamb to wake you all up. See how quick you can lose your life. But there's no ugly in life. There's no ugly in death. Can no man kill you? He can wound you. He can put you in a wheelchair. He can say in eyes, but he cannot take your life. So that's Allah's mercy. So if Allah took all them people that jumped out of that Twin Towers, you and I down here on ground zero say, my God, they hit the ground. Look at the blood just splatter. Oh, we are hurt. Not that human being. But the spirit ain't in that. That's earth that hit that ground, not that human being. Cannot kill God's human being. But we don't understand that Allah removed the spirit, but sent us dirt, mud, dirt, clay. It hit the ground. Boy, are we shocked. Do it not wake you up? And you realize that you think you're doing well, you're in the Twin Towers, and that building will not go down. But who brought it down? Wasn't God. You can't give that to God. Some diabolical mind made you think that a man from overseas came here and was practicing how to fly a helicopter. You cannot fly that 747. Machine, you know what I mean? Years, you got to go to school to learn how to fly that machine. More important to port it, to come down and land it. They found out that was automatic. But then they trick you and con you and say, well, we knew it was there because we found their license. How are you going to find license in all that fire? But you don't think. And who brought it down? Some diabolical mind brought that building 6 weeks or 2 months before it went down. And most of those diabolic families didn't come that day. Killed a lot of people to get rich. They don't mind. That's what the COVID-19 is. No more bill is going to come down. Just catch that flu. Don't protect yourself. You're dead. Falling like crazy. But it's that fine because all the white folks are dying. It's backfiring. And all you got to do is do your vital organs. If you're ill, like some people are, and common sense says don't go around any disease. You can't. can't do it. But it is something that was created by man. And they throw your mind to left field and tell you it came from the Asian world. No, it did not. Same way with AIDS, same way with measles, same way with chicken pox. All this was designed. But you have to trust in Allah. You have to trust in Allah. You have to trust. And when I tell my Christians, when I say Allah, they know that means the God, nothing else. There's all our little gods running around here. That's why Allah said he is the God. He created all them that call themselves God. So we say Allah. So you don't get confused that God is a man. No, it's not, brothers and sisters. So I open up the line. And hopefully, Allah will gutter my tongue. And I like to say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the Lord of all the worlds. We thank Allah for giving us a mercy. We call the prophet a mercy. Because why? He wasn't just for us African Americans, us Arabs. About from Turkey, about from the Philippines, God of just the Pakistanis. No, he's the Lord of all the world. He's the system of all knowledge. So he gave a mercy to all humanity. No one can claim the prophet because the prophet is not a nationality. He's not a he didn't even know his nationality. So who is he? He's a human being. Yes, he is. So who is he for? Like one brother asked me, my mentor said, the prophets came to many cities. I said, you're right. He said, who did the prophet Muhammad, what city did he come to? No, he came to the whole world because he's not speaking his knowledge. He's not speaking his language. The words of the Quran for 23 years, that's Allah's language. He can't take credit of that. That's what makes him perfect. That's what makes him for all humanity, because the Quran is built for all humanity. Whether you believe in religion or not, the Quran is for you. And if your heart is right and if you read it, Allah will give it to you. If you choose not to come into El-Islam, it'll make you a good Christian. It'll make you a good Jew. It'll make you a good Jehovah's Witness. Because why? You're learning that God gave us a religion for us. There's religion you want man for you, El-Islam. But there was no religion before that. Not by God. Man, yes, not God. Why? Because we had the obedience in us. The obedience in us. The only thing that takes you away from it is your misunderstanding. You adopt this world, the material substance. You fall in love with it. That's your God. That is your God. Okay, it could be sex. You fall in love with sex. That's your God. You fall in love with abusing people and taking charge and lying and cheating. That's your God. He creates you to be that. He creates you to be righteous, but he gave you the will to choose whatever you choose to be. That's why Satan don't like us. So I say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful demon, and I salute the prophet Muhammad, the seal of the prophet with the excellent suit given to mankind. May the peace and blessing be upon the prophet and the descendants and his companion. And when we say that, brothers and sisters, that means Jesus, Abraham, Moses, when you salute the seal, he's the seal, meaning no more is coming. He's the cake. Yes, you are giving credit to the eggs, you're giving credit to the butter, you're giving credit to every ingredient that's in that what? Cake. So the prophet is the seal. All the ingredients that make him that perfect example is all the prophets that came before him. He's the seal. So Allah said, don't be redundant and try to name 125, as the brother told me, 125,000 Or you be up here all night trying to name every last one of them. All you got to do is salute the prophet with the excellent salute, and you covered every last one. See how merciful God is, but you have to see this to understand that we're trying to communicate, and we're trying to make the communication even larger because you can make that choice when you have knowledge. When you don't have knowledge, you can't make any choices. You just move off the cuff. You move off your emotions. But a woman do that. She'd tell you to get out the house and you won't come back. Now she's crying. Well, why did she tell you? That was an emotion. She didn't mean that you're supposed to leave forever. So you can't judge a person by what they say. You have to judge the person that we all make mistakes and we all commit sin. But when we beg God for forgiveness, that's what makes you different from the beings that are out there that don't come to God when they make mistakes. So we say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbi al-Alameen, wa sa'asa wa salam, wa sa'asu alayhi kareem, wa sallallahu alayhi salam, salakallah wa deen. Now, I do this all the time when I speak the Arabic. This ain't no errors of the human beings' language. This is Quranic Arab. And when you read it, and go check me out. I don't say anything that I don't know is profound. There's no Ameen after Fatiha. Only sort of the Quran that you speak. And when it's over, you say Ameen. All the rest of them is surely God hears the truth. In English, Salakallah Wadeen. But they came over here and changed us. I guess it wasn't meant for them. They didn't see it. And they give it to us the way they see it. But if you stick to the simple things that God gave to us, we wouldn't have these problems. Communication. And guess what, you African-Americans? You know, you got a lot of people who don't want to be African-American, but they all come from Africa. And they was all dropped off. But the ones that land to the shore of North America, there's nobody around the world can take the credit of the abuse that the African American received in America. Unbelievable. That's why Allah chose us, because you got Africans all over Africa. Name their nationalities, they're still African. They had the gold and the silver and everything you can think of, but they all speak different languages. So tribes runs the country. If the new tribe get in, that's who runs. The new tribe, that's not her song. But here in America, that so-called American Negro, that deaf, dumb, and blind Negro, was raised up to say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. And before we did that, we were just saying Allah. But we were being taught. Now, how did we get this? But what we have done, we are so wrapped into the history of being abused, and we give it back to other people, and we are blessed with it. I was sitting among some powerful people today. I said, all of you foreigners came over here for one reason, a democracy. You came over here to get an education. You learned our language. You speak it well. You look like the white man. So you're going to benefit over here. But if you think that's what Allah sent you here for, no. The African Americans can't come to your country. We don't have the money. Today, we can get in our car and go to Pakistan. We can get in our car and go to Syria. We can get in our car and go to the Arabs and to the Turkish Muslims. We can get in our car because everything in the world is in America. And they all learn a language that we were forced to speak. We lost our Arabic way of speaking the language, but we mastered the English language. It's a gift. They study hard so they can have a piece of America. They send money home for their family here in America, and you built America, and you lost your language. You lost your language. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the prophet, tell them, go out and teach them. Teach them how? Teach them the language of the Quran? You didn't know. Teach them in their language. And send them to me. And I'll teach them how to speak the Arabic. No, we don't do that. We love the partners. And we love here, take our restaurant. Here, take our, you want to build a house? Build our house for us. Oh, make the clothes. No, you're selling us our own clothes. That's okay. You speak Arabic. So I love the idea that you feeding us. Yes, we got halal from you now. We created halal in America. We, right there in Newark. And yet, who controls it? Not him. Take everything from the black man. They dumb. Those are Muslims. I don't think so. Hey, that dumb. And they're stupid. We got that bean pie. We ain't stupid. We just went to sleep. But we wake up and come back to our deen, our fitra, with a khalifa. We call the whole world to prayer. So this ain't just Murad Muhammad speaking on the radio. I speak clear English because I'm not talking to you all that don't want to listen. I'm talking to my Christians. I'm talking to my Jews. I'm talking to a language that the whole country can comprehend. Matter of fact, you say, who is that talking? I bet you want to do your phone? Yes. Well, let me tell you, where are you from? Oh, I'm calling you from the Philippines. I'm calling you from Africa. Why do you think they gave it to them? They know our language. They know you lost it. Ah, brother used to speak, oh, Lord Bobo. We used to have a lot of fun today. He said, better, I handled a lot, mashallah. I mean, this is, I'm not trying to make fun of you. I'm saying they laughing at us. You don't gave it away. You don't gave it away. You was born, your ancestors paid for you to be able to call the whole world to prayer. You're blowing. It didn't stick. But we don't want to be what our ancestors was. They was very educated. They was Muslims out of Africa. They had to have 400 years to make us 3/5 of a human being. Today you can't call us that. And I love Dr. King, but you smack one of us on the cheek, you're going to reap the benefit. We're going to break your jaw. Might break both of them. You can't put your hands on us. You can't put your hands on our female. So we were taught the physical before we came into the internet. So the first one was our rock man. That was our mama, taught us well. We loved, but we were fighters. But then we came to Rahim. Now we know Allah. So that should make you better than who you are. I'm going to open up the line and I thank you for listening because I do this for 2 hours, but I'm changing my whole platform. And hopefully, inshallah, they're teaching me new technology. I should be able to do this where you can see me and I can see you. Yes, we're going to be able to do that. I have a young lady that is very, very experienced in the internet who brought my whole company to the world. And I have a love for her. And that young lady is the one I was talking about that accepted Islam. My beautiful, gorgeous, lovely mind of a female. And one day, inshallah, she will be on the radio. Salima, are you out there? Salima Muhammad, are you there?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wait a second, beautiful. My sister, how are you?
I'm wonderful. All praises are due to Allah. Assalamu alaikum to you and our family audience. It is an honor to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. you know, too many women don't come on the radio and they so gifted, but they shy. And it's okay. I tell my son, if you go to touch a female and she's shaking, you say, why is she shaking? I said, because no one ever touched her like you touched her. She's shy. You ever see a little girl will run for you? They say, oh, you shouldn't run. No, let them run. She's shy. See, that means she's innocent. So our women are very innocent, and they don't want trouble, and they don't want to cause trouble, so they stay low-key. But our women are powerful. And when I see a powerful female, I grab her, just like the young lady I was talking about. Her name is Jacqueline Smith. I say, you're a beautiful, gorgeous woman as a specimen of a human being. And give me that mind of yours. That blew her mind. She's been with me for over 20 years, and she did the impossible. So that's what our female does. What's on your mind, my beautiful female Muslim wife?
Thank you again.
You're everything that we women should be. What's on your mind?
On July 4th, 2020, Brother Minister Farrakhan spoke from his home gardens, emphasizing how the gardens aid him in contemplation of Allah and repentance. Would you please elaborate on the importance of repentance during these concerning times?
You know, I saw that. That's me a lot of Rahman, right? I saw that. And let me tell you, I listen to radio. I'm not a TV man. I go in the library. I read. I things catch my thoughts. And the reason I pay attention to it is because how could it help others? The Minister Louis Farrakhan is a threat. Now, do he have his faults? We all have faults. We all have faults. But we put more emphasis on the fault of the man than the good. But look what Allah says. Allah says, if you have 51%, you made the paradise. This is your Lord talking. So you mean I committed 49 sins and I still made the paradise because you're good? Outweigh your bad. Now, here's a man that got women becoming doctors, men and women coming entrepreneurs. He has a group of children that's learning to be our future. And he reads from what is actual facts. Now, I don't know any book a man wrote that doesn't have something in there I'm not accepting. But my God, that book gave me, I'll give you a good example. I'll give you a great example. Howard Hughes was out of his mind. I love Howard Hughes. I studied Howard Hughes. Howard Hughes went against the government in his technology. And he knew he, but he had a problem with being clean. He couldn't touch nothing, and it got came a disease with him. But if you talk to my staff, they'll tell you that I pay a lot of money for my party because I want everybody to have fun. I don't go to them. That's how he was. Everybody in Hollywood went to those conglomerate parties, but Howard Hughes never went to a party. He had more in mind to be in a party. I like that. I follow Howard Hughes. I follow any man. Your president of the United States, he was able to rule the press. Yes, he could rule that press. He knew how to take them out. He knew how to do this for them. He knew how to do that. I studied him. I wanted to learn that. J.D. did the same thing. He didn't care if he was a Republican. He didn't care if he was a Democrat, but he would sit up high over everybody around the table. And when I read about him, he said, he never listened to what you said out your mouth. He listens to your demeanor. Like one guy is scratching his head all the time. One guy is touching his nose all the time. That was the tell sign. That was the tell sign. And that's why he was able to rule over top of the puppets and Derek speaking, he knew they were human beings. And what you're saying, you tell it with your tail sign. Because you wouldn't be doing what you're doing when I'm talking like this. So all these kind of men now, you go to their social life, you can throw them all away. But I ain't look at that. I look at the gift that God gave them. Miss Farrakhan has a gift. Very articulate. He studies very well. And he says something, but he sends a message. I give you a good example. He said he threatened Florida. Allah there. Well, what do he mean he has the power? You got the power. You got the power. Everybody on this phone. If you pray for something that is good, and you say, what is bad? What is bad? I mean, good with that. He was threatening them, not by him, because he ain't God. He was threatening them that what they did to Cuba was a shame, so he's trying to help Cuba. Now, the Cuban people is the one that gave all them students in America that he sent over there free education. They just went to China and took a hundred million Chinese out of that COVID.
Abdullah Muhammad.
So the idea that he did that, the Cubans got a gift. They can, if Cubans was over top of our medicine here in America, well, you wouldn't have these diseases that you have. But they don't want them here because they got that ability. So that's all he was saying. Now, I like the things he said, and it outweighs anything bad that one might need it. We don't have a voice like that. Can I talk like that? But I got 10 people listening. When he speaks, he got one-third of the world. He ain't got the whole world. He got one-third. That's a lot of people hearing. Yeah, you mean to tell me a black man rose up in America, crypto dancer, white man, heaven is a black man's hell, came after Malcolm, became a great speaker under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You telling me he can build this? He can build this kind of unity? Whoa, let's put a stop to him right away. Because if you had 10 more like him, we wouldn't be able to say nothing to these African Americans, but they cut them off from communication. So we should love the goodness that are, but not us. We're talking about backbiting. Oh, he believes in fraud. He believes in, shut the hell up. You don't know what he believes. You ain't God. We believe in alcohol. Most of them drink alcohol. And you believe in smoking. He don't smoke. Do you believe in getting high? Do you abuse your woman? Do you not get married? You live here as a bachelor? You can't play that around in this little Farrakhan. I call him honorable. That's what they all want to call him. We call him honorable. He's honorable. So I take his good. It's amazing you brought that up. I take the good from him. That's why I talk about Dr. King. So you sound like Dr. King. Is it good? Yeah, I'll be Dr. King for that minute or 2 minutes. So every man got a gift. Booker T. Washington, they don't even miss Problem Week. Bam. The problem we have, we talk more about the dead than the living. You got Muslims right now today will talk more about the companions than them. What you doing in 2020, brother? That's 1,400 years ago. And I'll be pleased with that. That's great history. But what kind of companion are you to the prophet? Well, guess what? Shameful. Lies, cheat, control, dictators. You can't produce nothing. Every year, the same person over and over and over and over and over again. They say they found the religion. Well, Allah said, okay, let's see what religion you're following. What are you going to do now? Because everybody needs help. They lost their job. Is one going to step forward to be able to take us there? I don't think so. So, for the Minister of Farrakhan made a lot of good statements. And for the first time, I believe this was the biggest audience he ever had. At the same time, you got to understand, eternal self, love self and kind, love that you are who you are. The Asiatic black man, the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, follow civilization, God of the universe. He's stuck on that to get you away from. You don't love each other. Why, my sister, you couldn't call a man in the street black. He will fight you. I'm not black. And don't call him your brother. He'll tell you, I'm not your brother. Today they say, I'm black and I'm proud. We paid the price for that. That's my humble opinion. What's your next one?
The next question, the minister also spoke of the Talmud and the Torah, if you would also explain the difference between the two.
Oh, my God. I don't invite nobody to read the Talmud. It will make a head spin and make you regurgitate what that book is. And he put it in plain English. It's to kill the Jews that... not physically, kill the Jews that believe in Abraham. They changed the whole book, and I don't even want to get it because he put it up there. We have the right to molest, I'm using my words now so you get the point, to molest little boys and little girls. They was created for us. That's in the Talmud. And so many things in there. They believe that they're God, and they didn't just start this. This has been started years ago to where they are today. And how they use Epstein, Olsen, all of them uses sex as the weakness of man and women. Because they now got this woman who is sexing all these little girls is coming out against them. But they know that's your weakness. The difference is they televise you. When you go in these conglomerate houses, you being recorded. And then they send your pleasure there. So, like, say if you're a homosexual, but the guy who is paying you for everything is a homosexual too. So he'll do homosexual things in front of you. Now you're going to tell, oh, he's just like me. No, he just tricked you. And he got you on camera. So 80% of our politicians are not for us, why we can't get in office. They have gave up their low morals. And the worst thing you can do is put it on national TV so your grandchildren can see it, so your wife can see it. So that's how they got it. They got all of them like that, every last one of them, even your mayors. And the ones that they didn't get is an exception to the rule. So they rule America with sex. Whatever your pleasure is, you're going to get it. Why? Because that's what they do. But you take. A lot of people don't want to see what they do in the dark come to the light. So this is that mentality. But they do it all over the world. They're not just here. And they control. They right now have a law that if you talk about them, they can sue you. Our law, they don't even live here. They doing to the Palestinians, not as worse as what we getting, but they pretty close. They starving them to death. But the Muslims will not give up. And you got the good Jews saying, you don't own that land. They God. That's why they can do what they do. So I thought that was unique because no one reads that book. But he put it on that. That's why they don't like him. He put it on national TV. His researchers give you the actual fact, and they put it all on the board and the faces. So they put the face with whatever they found. Somebody's phone got a click in it. If you put your phone on 6, dial 6, I won't hear your click. You see that click that comes in? I mean, they do things like that. Now, who allowed their phone to be clicked? But that's how Satan works. Satan, it's amazing, man. I guess that click is for me to say this. I'm talking about an email that you made up. He doesn't know words of Satan. That's how Satan can duplicate. That's why you see columns out here that Satan, the only way you know it just don't fit you. You say, whoa, what is this? He can duplicate anything. He can make you, that gin can make you think you're saying the truth, but you're saying his words. And that's what the Zionist Jews are doing. And they don't want light, almost like the mob. The mob will kill. But if you grow up and try to get publicity that you're the mob, you're dead. I don't care if you're the boss. They're going to kill you because they don't want that kind of light. They want everything to stay in the dark. So Satan don't show his hands, but he manifests very clearly. He says he has no shame. But look what Allah says. He says things are weak. That's your Lord talking. So that's how I see it. It's weak. He can't make us do nothing, but he can trick you and con you and deceive you. Like Abdullah Muhammad says, I give him the credit. All y'all that follow him, y'all know this. He said, in the final day of judgment, you would say, the devil made me do it. Abdullah Muhammad said, nope. The devil going to say, I called you and you sent me king. So there it is. Never, God can't make you do anything. He can get you because you're emotional. He can get you because you're angry. He can get you anytime you have a low moral decision. Somebody is in you saying, do it, do it. Pull that trigger. Use that woman. And at one time you felt bad about it. You do it so much. And I use this, and everybody know on Blog Talk Radio that I talk like this. And I have to say this because you brought it up. But most females are clean in their nature. They see something that they know they shouldn't do. And I use the word as being modest, freak with another man. But when they come home, they take baths and everything, and they sit in the corner and they say to themselves, I shouldn't have done that. But then they do it again. They come home, but they don't take all them baths anymore. And then they do it again. And now the angel guiding them just left. It's sitting there, but it turns, now you turn to deaf ear, they don't talk to you anymore. Your soul don't talk to you anymore. So you do it over and over, and now you don't care. You have no more morals. You don't even think about it. Well, the same way with that little boy that pulled the trigger. Go shoot Mirage. And when they come to shoot, the trigger's too hard. It's just hard. Bang! But they let it go. Whoa, they shot me out. Now I'm using my name because I don't want to lose nobody else's name. Well, they found out there's going to be a repercussion. So they called Joe Blow. They shot Joe Blow. So they shot Joe Blow, and they get paid $500, whatever, some coke, because they got to be high. They can't do it because they got to be out of their mind. But then they go home, and they sit in the corner, and they worry about it, and they feel they did something wrong. And they do it again. Trigger's a little more easier. But when they do it the third time, what do you say? They say, God, bang, you did. Why? They have no more senses. They're not in tune with their senses. And that's what Satan does to us. He turns us away from what God has given you. And Allah Muhammad used to say, think 5 times before you react. I'm going to close on this, brothers and sisters. I love the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. If he came back, I'd give my life for him, for what he has taught us. They don't want you to know about him. They don't want you to know about him. You got men that grew up with us, left him. Now, how do you leave someone that took you out in the mud and dirt? My grandpa can eat pork, but my grandpa raised me. I'm going to always love my grandpa. How could you turn away from the only man that raised millions with a third grade education telling you who God is? Now, okay, they won't mention his name, but Ben Farrakhan keeps his name alive. My teacher, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, they don't like that. They don't want you. They want dead people to lead you. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't die through Minister Louis Farrakhan. And he sure is not going to die through me. Now, I said it, and I'll say it again. If I was standing on Mount Everest, kill Minister Farrakhan, I would jump in front of that bullet. And you would say, why would Murad do that? Because I cannot do what he can do. Look at all the beautiful children he's raising. I don't have that power. But if Imam Wadisi Muhammad was standing on that mountain, and there's only one bullet, and there's only one of me, I'm going to protect Imam Wadisi Muhammad. Oh, well, you like his size, you like how he talks, but why you didn't take me to church? Because Imam Wadisi Muhammad is teaching the world. Big difference. That's my decision. That is my decision. Why would I, y'all on the plane, and that guy who got one bullet, but he's going to kill the pilot? I can't fly that plane. I'm jumping in front of that bullet so y'all can land safely. We are selfless individuals. And so when you hear a man speak like that, you take his good and you magnify it. All that other stuff that you don't accept, it's all right. I don't accept the Christians saying that Jesus is God. But I accept that human being because one day he may or he may not say that. So who's to say that they're not? They're still human, and they still got more time on this earth to be able to repent. So who are we to judge them? That's my humble opinion. I'm sorry. That was a great question about a man that I love. He loves me. That's the Honorable Mr. Farrakhan. And he don't tell me to call him by his first name. Call me Wallace. I said, okay, buddy, man. He said, here you go again. Mr. Farrakhan told me, to you, I am Farrakhan. Okay, thank you. Let's go to our next. You, sir.
Yes, sir. Assalamualaikum, my salam.
Assalamualaikum, my beautiful brother and mentor.
What's How up? You doing today?
I'm doing very well. My wife says to me, do you have to go on the radio and stay? I said, I'm getting to enjoy the questions and how we are teaching others because, again, they're afraid to ask us questions. They're afraid that you might say the wrong thing. Isn't that something? So, okay, you're on. What you got for me?
Okay, I want you to be patient with this one, okay? Hitler killed 6 million Jews. Hitler wanted a predominantly white race.
Yeah.
And the reason why Hitler killed those 6 million Jews is because they had black blood in them. The Jews, they have received over $100 billion of reparations, and they're receiving $4 billion annually. A Holocaust machine was set up for them. It cost over $200 million, and they're receiving over $221 million annually for operation expense. Now, I want to say that a lot of people don't know that over us coming from Africa to America was over 100 million people that was killed. And once we came here to America, they killed our religion, they killed our name, they killed our language, they killed our family life, they raped our mother, they raped our father, our daughters, our sons, and they killed our family life. And they made us slaves for 465 years, and they worked us for 465 years without pay. Now, my question to you, Murad Muhammad, they saying Black Lives Matter. My question to you is, do you think that we should receive reparation for the suffering that we have been through? Nobody on this planet Earth, from Adam to Muhammad to now, been through what we've been through as a people. My question to you, do you think we should receive reparation?
I believe that anyone, including the Jews, including the Native Americans, including anybody that suffers, bounds of suffering should be paid. But allow me to say this. If you say, and I'm not passing, I keep in mind, I reiterate, yes, they gave it to others, they should give it to us who suffered worse than the Jews. But listen to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they thought it was dirty water. It was oil. But Imam Wallace Muhammad, I'm a student of Imam Wallace Muhammad, he taught me that they didn't get the real gift because they ain't earned it. Why they shut down today. Under that oil is gold. Gold is under the oil. They never got to the gold. Gold rules the world. It's gold. Not no currency. Not no piece of paper. It's gold. Everybody. But there's a lot of gold under there. The African Americans, if you take the Holocaust, they probably on their 75th year that they celebrate. Do the math how many times it goes into the number you just gave, 450 years. But you can't put that 450 in 75. However, the reason why they got that money is because the Jews is united. They don't want problem with a united force with education. They know who God is. That's too much power. So they gave them what they want. But the African America don't have no unity. African America has no power. But the gold that's in Saudi Arabia is here. What is our goal? Our goal is obedience to Allah. That's our goal. Obedience to Allah. Not Jesus, not Moses, not Muhammad, the prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our obedience is to Allah. Love God, who created the heavens and earth, everything between it. How could we not trust in him that the men with guns, men with bombs, the planes come over, Allah can take them out of his space, and they will fall before they get to us, just like the birds. Attacked the men that was getting ready to attack Saudi Arabia, another story. Allah's in charge of his air. Allah's in charge of his water. You can't come on the seventh sea without his permission. The earth talks to Allah. That's our goal. Allah's in charge of the earth. The Quran said the earth talks to me. I rule the earth. But I allow man to think that he can do what he think he can do because he's trying to prove he's God. So we are being blessed. I will give you all the $1 trillion that they gave me. They gave each one of us a trillion. Give me my taqwa and you can keep that trillion. Because my taqwa is paradise, not that money, not that gold. Yes, if they give it to us, we're a fool not to accept it. We ain't begging nobody for nothing.
We are the Khalifa of the earth. We was born in this world through the Spirit of God. We was not dead like everything was dead. And more important, we are the type of Adam. We are the type of Adam that every human being had to come through that state, that entered in the womb of our mother. We don't even have to mention our name because it's only one soul. You mentioned your wife, it's okay. But when she says my husband, they are one. One soul. There's no two souls. There's no two names. She pushes the man out front. So when you say my husband, that's me. So we have to come to the conclusion, and it's a good question. I'm telling you it's a good one. But the real goal that they didn't get, the real gift that we should get from being in the slavery, Allah gave it to us. I'm speaking right now about the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad. I'm talking about the Holy Quran. And I got Jews and Christians and all of them listening. Well, how that happened? I didn't do it. Allah has done it for us. So you are answering the question today that your ancestors gave for. Yusuf, oh Allah, take care of my son, Yusuf. Don't let him suffer the way I suffer. Bring him back to his deen, fitr, Allah. Bring him back to his taqwa. Let him be in tune with his soul, Allah. And Allah gave it to us because it was a covenant. That's my humble opinion. What's your next question?
Well, I'm going to pass it on to somebody else because that took a long time for that question. So give somebody else a chance. Thank you.
Hey, you know what? You, sir,
yes.
God, you ain't never gave me something right. You made me go back and study it.
Yeah, well.
So if you'd have gave me too many to go study it, I might have crashed. So you only would give me one, and I come back, and you say, all right, you got it. And you give me another one. So I'm good at
all.
Yeah. Samad, if you are, say something. Going once, going twice.
Who is it?
Samad. Who's that just spoke?
Abdullah.
Are you on, Abdullah?
I've been on.
Yeah, well, you on now because you spoke up.
Oh, okay. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Listening audience, speakers. I just have one quick question. Do you feel that this second outbreak of COVID-19 is due to people not complying, wearing the mask, the gloves, disinfecting, et cetera, et cetera? Or did these states just open too soon? The reason why I'm asking this question is because 2 months ago they said we was expecting the second wave. I don't know if we was going to get it from the sky, the water, where we're going to get it from. But I'm asking you this question because this second wave seemed like it was like, I'm not going to say planned, but how are you going to open up the cities, businesses without a cure, a vaccine, although a lot of us are against it, medication, anything, knowing that people is not going to obey these here rules, wearing a mask, disinfecting. They're just not going to comply to that. So that's the question.
That's a good question. Let me tell you something. What comes to my mind, and I do it, and I know all y'all that Father, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did it, and now even today, Ramadan, all the degrees and wealth goes out the money, but go out the window when you are fasting for 30 days and 30 nights, unless it moves on the 29th. 30 days of fasting. What does it do? It brings you down to the people that has nothing. It brings you back to when you had nothing. Because we can become big-headed and we forget, so we fast. And we say we fast for Allah. No, you fast for yourself, and Allah is pleased with you. And you clean out your system, you clean out your mind, you think and you're reading. You're not being the person you were for the 11 months you're going to have to be able to prepare yourself for. And so what's happening now is that the whole world is fasting. They're down here on ground zero, and they, for the first time, making $300,000 and $400,000 a year, and some making a million, can't make a nickel. They shut down. So now they have to think what the world has happened. So what it is that Allah is bringing us all together in a crisis, that if you look at it as a crisis but not see it as unity. So you look on your TV because the technology they created is now being benefited. We are benefiting from that creation of that that TV and radio. Block Talk Radio was created by a Jew that wanted to relate to his family while he traveled the world. And said, my God, I can share this with other people. Now he became a multi-millionaire because he created what? Block Talk Radio. It was only for his family. So when you give it to the masses of the people, Allah rewards you. So here you got Facebook that's doing things that they shouldn't do. So what they do, they shut Facebook down. All of a sudden, you got a new talk. When you shut down billionaires and trillionaires, that they love that money. It's not coming. When you live on a level, I always say this, when your level is $1 million minimum a year, and then don't go to work, it's $5 to $10 million a month. Now, when you live on that level, and I did, I had to have millions, man. Them fighters wanted billions, but they wouldn't give me a loan. Yusuf, I was black, so I had to have money to back because I didn't have real estate. Because no one taught me how to go out and buy real estate because you can put up the real estate, but we don't have. Well, I'm sorry. You're going to have to. You need $10 million. You got to have $11 million in the bank. So I couldn't play bling bling if I couldn't understand business. But when I come down, and I said it and I reiterate, I gave a brother $100. And I said, when I gave that brother $100, I said, when did I give him enough? Until I didn't have $100. And Abdullah, he came to me and said, well, here, this is yours. I said, what's this, $100? Man, I can buy some beans, I can buy some bread. Man, $100 is like $1,000. Whoa, you didn't know that up there. You know it now. So this is the will of Allah. Because there's no way. Yes, we in America might love you, Black Lives Matter. But who the hell likes black life in Europe, in France? Who the hell can go to Poland and go to Russia and like black life? Never happened, but yet they're saying it. That's Allah. Allah is saying, oh, I don't need you. Y'all outdoors, y'all went here, y'all parading, y'all did something. Watch what I do. I'm going to shut the whole world down. They're going to use Black Lives Matter. So let's get to that disease. Man, the number one disease is what we put on our table for years. 99% poison. Good God, 99. COVID is not 99 poison. Cat, rat, and dog. We ate it. Why we ain't dead, Abdullah?
Mm-hmm.
99% poison, Allah protected us. We went through eating swine, and what for the Ambulai Muhammad, we probably still eating swine. But it didn't kill us. And it didn't kill the white man either, because they're the one who created it. They saw that pill, and they put it on the table. And we knew how to cook it, but they wouldn't give us nothing to eat. They gave us the nose, the ears, the tail, the feet, but we found a way to eat it. That was the worst. So I'm saying, if we could survive 400 years of that, eating like an animal, and today You don't have no sugar. You don't have no you're not diabetic. You're not this. You're not that. You're not. And I know some of us, if we take care of ourselves, we can overcome it, but we survive. So I look at this. I said, this is our test. All you got to do is take your vitamin C twice a day, exercise, keep your immune system strong, and protect the ones that can't do that. Keep them in the house. Keep them safe. But those who you catch a cold, you catch the flu. You don't catch the flu because some air hit you. Somebody had it, touched you, and gave it to you. That's where most of the disease comes from. They created AIDS. But see, the difference by a lot of people didn't get the AIDS because these women don't know that the man go both ways. Most of them come out of prison. You better watch who you're dealing with. But the reason you didn't get it, because the female had a cleaning mechanism called menstrual. God purifies her. So they didn't kill us off. So they figured the woman will carry it. Because we don't carry germs. We catch them. But she can carry it. So Allah kept her clean internally. Now there's an exception to the rule. Billion. And that's what we forget. It's 8 billion out there. We just worry about 1.5 billion. We think that's the only one. We that say, we're the only ones on the planet. Man, we're a minority. They are the majority. We'd be a fool to fight them. So my answer to that is, yes, it's going to be worse. But it's only worse for those who don't know how to stay clean. Yeah, tell us to wash our hands. We clean our nails. You got a lot of people don't even clean their nails. All that dirt under their nails, they in your meat, they in your food, and they won't clean their nails. Honorable Elijah Muhammad said cleanness is next to godliness. And that ain't just externally, that's internally. We clean. But then God says if you're able to do that physically, then you can do that morally. Be modest, cleaning your thoughts, cleaning your character, cleaning your love for each other. That's the cleanness God talk about because you got past the five senses of making sure that you eat everything clean and right. That's my humble opinion. What's your next one?
My next question is, regardless to what pandemic crisis that this country and the other country have, we still need finances. And what's happening is credit card bills, the mortgages, and everything else, they got you could text them or get online, and they ask you, are you having difficulties paying this bill, that bill, or whatever? And here's the trap, Murad. I feel as though the trap. When you say yes, you're having difficulties paying during this pandemic or crisis, then you're setting yourself up for you not to receive any credit, increase a line of credit, a loan, anything else. And this is facts because just 4 days ago, certain credit card companies is doing two things to these people who, when they said that they haven't financial problems, they decreasing their line of credit, or they snatching the credit that they gave you altogether. Because they saying, well, you the one said that you having a crisis, a problem paying. So guess what? Now you running into the liability for them. You're going to be a liability to this. So they're cutting it out. They're cutting them off. I don't know if the listeners are aware of that, but that's what's been happening. And I try to tell the smart ones, don't not pay just because you thinking they're going to have sympathy for you. Oh, okay, it's okay. We're going to let you skip 2 months. No, no, no. It's not working that way, Murad. So what I'm saying is, asking is, a lot of people going to suffer financially because they went for that particular okey-doke. How do you feel about that?
You know, and I have to use this, Allah says in the Holy Quran, I will not change the condition of the people until they change that which is bothering their soul. Now, Satan, and I say Satan because once again, Satan can take you over, will tell you, see, your Lord won't even help you. You're in trouble. You need money. He says you have to change your own soul, but he won't help you. That's not the way it's read. Remember what Imam Muhammad taught me, that your soul tells you what to do. You ignore it. And when you ignore your soul, Allah is not going to help you because he gave you the answer. It's in your soul. That answer is right there in your soul. And what is it? Simple. It's simple. There's 1 million of us on the East Coast. Now, I know it's more than that, but it's 1 million. How could we suffer financially if all we got to do is put up $10? That's 10 million. You don't have $10 a month? You spend that on movies and that. So $10 a month, at the end of the year, look what you got. You want to make it 20? That's 20 million a month. You want to make it 50? We got money right here, but Allah's not giving it to us because we're suffering. So, yes, you're going to suffer because you're not answering your soul. His soul is trying to tell you. And these imams, the imams is unconscious. I'm going to give them that. They're unconscious. They don't have a clue. Because if they had a clue, it would be so many voices. Where's the unity? Why are we not together? Because why? We think about ourselves or our family, not the community. So the community suffers because we ain't talking to our soul. Allah gave you your soul to talk to you. I'm not going to help a group of people that will not help what's bothering their soul. What's bothering your soul, brother and sister? You are not talking to it. Allah gave it to you. So we'll never become financially successful. And guess what? They give us all this money. If we had other people taking care of us, then how can Allah help us? But when you trust in Allah, you give credit to no one but Allah. You owe nobody. You're a slave to nobody. You read the chapter in the Quran, it says, a free man in the city. We're in a country, brother, and we are free. We should create our own money. And all we got to do, I'll smack you with my open hand. I'll get your attention. Yes, I will. But if I lock it to one unit, I can knock the hell out of stupidity, ignorance. I can knock the hell out of poverty. I can knock the hell out of we don't love each other anymore. Because why? I locked it in. So if we come together and start being separate, we don't need nobody to give us anything. It's 30 million of us. Woo! 30 million? That's $30 million a day. All of us got a dollar a day. 7 days a week, we'll be wealthy. They don't want that, and that's why they're doing all these things, because they know we're going to wake up sooner or later, and this should be a wake-up call. Because not only is American people with you, all over the world, once again, Black Lives Matter. Now, come on, brother. We called ourselves a black man way back then in 1930. But today the whole world is calling you black. Now, black in Revelation, it means darkness. That's why you pray openly at night, because you're going down in darkness for my grid. That's darkness. But then when you get in it, in Isha, you in triple darkness. You got to go to sleep. You got to die to be awakened. Then Allah says, wake before the dawn. make your Sajda prayer. Because why? That light is lit. That's the knowledge. When the light lies, Allah don't need you to talk no more. That's why you cannot speak at Zohar. You got to make your prayer solid because Allah don't need you. The lights are on. My grid. The next prayer. When you do the next prayer, Asa. When you do Asa, you can't speak. That's the point. That's Muhammad the Prophet's position. Quran. The light is lit. Allah says, do not speak. So I'm saying to you, and it's a beautiful question, and that's why I love you all that comes on and asks me these questions. What I'm saying to you, the money's right here. Heaven's at the feet of the mother. And you thought it meant your wife. No, mother is the mother earth. Everything in the earth is for us. We walk on all this gold and all this wealth, but we ain't utilizing it. Allah said, dress my creation. And the women thought it meant clothing. They cover their face. They cover their hair. They cover their clothes. They cover. Allah ain't talking about that kind. If Allah was talking about that clothes, then he needs man. Allah says, dress my your creation. Where's your skyscrapers? Where's your planes in the sky? Where's your automobile factories? Where's your schools? Are you building, man? Dress my creation, Allah says. Holy crap. That's my humble opinion.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Kareem, are you there, Kareem? Are you there? How about going once, going twice, going two times? I'm going to see if I can get two more in. I'm closing out. But brother from New York, Abdul, are you there, Abdul? Abdul is not there. Let's see if my Hassan is there. My Hassan. Nope, we don't have my Hassan yet. How about my sister who is very quiet and she usually say all the right things? But how about my sister from Arkansas? Are you there? You have a right to speak, my sister. Okay. We have a young lady and she won't speak. But I got a great love for her. I told you about this woman talks to 3 million people, and she said, I'm going to come on and just listen. That sister I was telling you about, that was a Jehovah Witness. Her name is Jacqueline Smith. Jacqueline, if you're there, you don't have to ask me a question, but you can greet the community if you're there. And you can say, Assalamu alaikum. Are you there, Jacqueline? Okay, going once, going twice. You got to understand there's a lot of people that comes on early, and a lot of people leave because prayer is coming in. And I'm not here to change anybody. But let me tell you, I heard Imam Rashid Muhammad say something very profound. It was time for Zuhr, the brother whispered in his ear, and he just said something to the brother. When Asa came, his brother whispered in his ear. He said it. He said, the brother keep whispering in my ear, it's prayer time. He said, but we can always make up prayer. He said, but when you speak of the Quran, you are prayer. He said, if you learn this, you will go back and make your prayers and understand why you're making your prayer. I said, my God, he's right. I prefer to listen to this because I can make up my prayer. But when you speak the words of the Quran, you get a new outlook on life itself. When you get an outlook on life itself, it makes you be more sound in your understanding, inshallah. I thank you all for calling in, and I thank my brothers and sisters on Blog Talk Radio. And I usually close out around this time on Blog Talk Radio. Those my loyal followers. That's why I hooked them in so they can hear you all. And if I said anything to hurt anybody, brothers and sisters, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. That is not my intention. And if I say anything that is incorrect, this is why we say subhanAllah. Even if the brothers are speaking and it's not Juma, and they read the Quran wrong in the way of speaking the Arabic of the language of Allah, they have a right to say subhanAllah. Even they sitting in the back, they have a right to say subhanAllah. There's no big eyes no use in El Islam and surely when the Quran is spoken, there's no man nor he. I mean she. There's no, this is a human being speaking. So one day we'll be able to do that and do it the proper way. But if I said anything to allow you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your deen, or fitra in the nature in which you was created, stand up in your taqwa, your obedience to God, don't give me that credit. Your credit to God himself. I greet you from our father, our biological father, Adam, to our intellectual father of all nationalities, Abraham, and to Jesus, Jesus Christ, which means Muslim, to Prophet Muhammad, 1,400 years ago, the seal of the Prophet, we greet him with the excellent salute of their salvation, and the peace and blessing be upon the Prophet and his descendants and his companion, and that goes for all the Prophets. And I give you the greeting from the Holy Quran, the way it's given to us, to the entire world, every individual. We give these greetings. We say, As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you. We don't say, As-salamu alaykum, rahmatullahi barakatuhu, because that's strictly in the Quran for the Prophet. As-salamu alaykum, rahmatullahi, is for the angel on your right and the angel on your left that sits on your shoulders all the way to the day of judgment until you leave this world. That left one, as your portfolio is gone. That's why I'm doing our film that we call Janazah. We're only down to the right because the angel stays there with you to the day of judgment. The one that takes your portfolio, meaning everything that's in the dark will come to the light. And you can't, your lips are sealed, you can't speak, it'll be read. I shall return on Friday. Friday is our big day that we do just the conference call. We don't do Friday because Friday is Musa. He does in the Zohar. He does his night program. And Eliel Bey will be on tomorrow. Your man Eliel Bey, he is known for the Tashia. Remember when Steve Muhammad, he comes on at 7 to 8. And then Michelle, our beautiful sister, Michelle, the MGT, and she teaches how to eat to live. Now, whoever she's following has nothing to do with how she teaches you that how to eat to live. There's so many people that read that book, and they are healthy today. Then Lionel comes back. Lionel comes back on Thursday, 7 to 8. And then, of course, at 5 o'clock, so we don't interfere. I mean, anybody misconstrue, we do in Juma. They come on at 5 o'clock on Friday, and then, inshallah, they turn back on Saturday from 7 to 9. Thank you. May Allah be with you. Peace and love. I'm your host tonight, Walad Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
To start, the recording has started. Please note that your storage is almost full. Please log in and delete recordings or purchase more storage from your account.